The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Monday, but that means God has given us a gift of a brand new day. Plus, fearing failed plans is futile. Say that 10 times fast in Greek. Finally, trust, delight, commit, and be dumb. Is this God's plan for you?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Didn't you like the way my voice cracked at that welcome? Welcome! Sounded like Pee Wee Herman. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Just keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, let's talk about some of our ministry partners. Let's start off with Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Gonna keep it as simple as possible. Stephanie, working for New York Life Insurance Company, an excellent company, by the way, is working with people to get themselves established. If you're a person that's like, you know I have some savings and I might have a 401k and I might have a couple things going on. I don't know what I've got covered. If something bad should happen, I don't know what I got covered in my estate. Look, it's easy. Get in touch with somebody who's passionate and becoming just, I mean, she is just becoming enthralled with all of the things that she's going through and learning regarding getting people to that safety level, that first safety level. If you want to get in touch with Stephanie, you can go to our site, hemustincrease.org, and you can click on a link. It'll take you right to her. You're also welcome to contact her directly, 214-499-5378. That's 214-499-5378. Let me say good Monday and good afternoon to my very own Wonder Julie. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. The very first word, though, welcome, and then my voice cracked. And it's just like, that's a great way to start it. I think that happens to a lot of people, doesn't it? Is that a radio? That's not unusual for radio, is it?
Nah.
Well, that's good to know. See, folks, nothing new there. For those that are checking on the holiday, you probably didn't get any mail. You probably didn't get a lot of work done at the bank today, did you? No. It's Martin Luther King Day, as everybody will know. For those that do not know, there are a few other holidays that go along with Martin Luther King Day. A little acknowledgement there. If anybody's ever really studied what Martin Luther King had to say, you would find out that he was much more interested in people following Christ than establishing a nation, just in case you missed his writings, which happens all the time. People take one or two or three words and they just go to town with it. It's like, dude, he said, follow the teachings of Jesus. Okay, start there. Today is also known as Blue Monday. Do you know what Blue Monday is?
I don't.
It is the bluest Monday of all the Mondays of the year. It is the worst day of the year. If you get through today, it can only get better. So you should feel great about that, especially if you're listening to the show. You're already most of the way through. So, okay, good job. It's also Penguin Awareness Day. I have nothing I comment nothing, I say nothing, as well as National Butter Crunch Day, I'm all for that, and National Cheese Lover Day.
I love me some cheese.
I mean, come on. That's just good. On this day in 1885, the roller coaster was invented by L.A. Thompson. He had a wig or a toupee, but lost it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just making sure you know. On this day in 1954, guess what happened in Montana? This is a record that probably will stand for quite a bit of time. Rogers Pass, Montana, dipped to 69.7 degrees below zero. That's what I thought. It's cold, man. It's like, whoa, there is not enough. I don't have an electric blanket that will help me get through that process. Besides that, my dog sleeps on our electric blanket. I can't do much about it. Finally, in 1961, there was a television show with Jackie Gleason. And most people know Jackie Gleason is very, very well. The Honeymooners, right. They did a great job. He did this one show called You're in the Picture. It was so bad.
How bad was it?
I'm glad you asked that. It was so bad. The following week, instead of airing another episode, Gleason spent the half hour apologizing for how bad the show was. That's pretty bad. Yeah. If you spend that much time apologizing, it aired one and done, son. That was it. I did watch a little bit of football yesterday. I don't know if you watched. Did you watch any of football?
I watched most of the first game.
Most of the first game. But kind of interesting. A little bit back and forth. But then KC kind of just kind of.
When I knew it was over, I changed the channel.
Yeah. And then Green Bay kind of got lit up.
Yeah.
That was so my son-in-law being from Green Bay. And then being in Tennessee, they had a 0-for-2 day yesterday. So that didn't work out all that great for them. So you got Kansas City and San Francisco 49ers. And I'm looking for the backstory of trying to find out who's like a passionate Christian somewhere in their thing. That's because at this point I could care less about either team. So I'm just hoping it's a good game. You know, that's what you always say. Because the commercials lately, they're not that good. Right? They're not nearly as good as they used to be. In fact, my favorite commercial was a Doritos commercial. I'll just be honest about it. The one where the guy's, he's got the little magic ball and he goes, you know, do you think today is a good day for snacks? And he looks at the magic ball and he goes, I think it is. And he takes the magic ball and throws it at the case and it breaks all the glass and then he takes the Doritos. See, I like that. That's the kind of humor I like. You're stuck with me. It's not my fault. Let's talk a little bit about life. Life by day by day by day by day. Last night, my wife and I, and many nights, and many of you do the exact same thing. You go through and you look at your finances, and you look at what you're paying, and you look at what you're paying out, you look at what you're taking in, and you sit there and you go, how am I ever going to make up the difference?
Right. It never works on paper.
Yeah. I mean, on paper, it's kind of ugly, and you really don't feel like calling some of your creditors and going, gonna be a couple days late. It's not your favorite thing to do, right? And so one of the reasons that I'm bringing this up is because every day you and I in our lives have a let's just say, a glass or a cup of faith. Cup of faith. And what happens is we are told to use our faith for this individual day, and we try and take that faith and spread it out over the next week, 2 weeks, or month, or even 2 months, or 3 months. So here is a great way for us to understand the illustration. In the Old Testament, manna was given to the children of Israel on a daily basis, except for just before the Sabbath, they would get a double portion so they didn't work or go out and collect it on the Sabbath. And that illustration of getting bread on a daily basis is something really important for us to utilize as well because we should be using our faith that we have for today. Get this, for today. Guess what happens if you try and use the faith you have for today for tomorrow and the next 7 days? Your faith weakens for today, and it thins out as you spread it out. It's pretty much that manna process is pretty much catching it this way, and many people appreciate this illustration because they understand the simplicity of it. In the Old Testament, God gave the children of Israel manna every day. So just in your own mind and heart, for the sake of teaching, for the sake of grasping, and for the sake of understanding, imagine God gives you a dollar every day. That dollar represents your faith. If you take that dollar and split that up into 10 dimes and try and put 10 cents on every day over the next 10 days, you diminish your buying power on each and every day, because you're not spending it for that day. When you get your faith for the day, use it for today, because you know what? You don't know about tomorrow, if it's even coming. You don't even know if there will be a tomorrow. And so Jesus, in his teaching, made that pretty clear when he was talking about us not worrying about tomorrow. In verse 31 of Matthew 6, he said, "Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? The pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Each day has enough trouble of its own. For people who are into the every day is perfect, if you're a Christian theory, you should not use Matthew chapter 6. Since Jesus, in teaching and in helping people understand about prayer and understanding about needs, understanding about coming to the Father, said, look, every day has enough trouble by itself. You don't need to take the faith you have for today and try and figure out tomorrow's trouble. You're not even at tomorrow. It's for today. And what will happen tomorrow? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Maybe you walk down the street and you find a lotto ticket. Who knows? Maybe you walk down the street and a meteor falls on your head. Who knows? The point being that trying to use faith for something that has not yet arrived is really kind of mixing between faith and hope. See, hope is believing that tomorrow will be better, that the future will be better, but faith that's spread out in the future, dangerous. Because you're supposed to use your faith daily, just like they received the manna daily. And what people will do is they get so caught up, that they end up spending their faith for the day on something that hasn't even happened yet, and they're left with no faith for the day that they're in. And what I'm telling you is that between now and the time you go to bed, all the faith you have, use it for today, because you have no idea what tomorrow brings. You can know him who brings tomorrow. You just can't know what tomorrow is bringing, because the Lord hasn't told you, and he's not telling people. So if you have faith for today, that gets you through today. Don't spread your faith. Don't spend your faith for a future that has not yet arrived. Use your faith for today. Use your faith for what's going on. There's enough stuff going on in life that you use your faith daily. You don't spread it thin. You use it for what you got to encounter, what you're going through, what your experience is. And we're going to go into this because it's important to understand that there's nothing wrong with facing the future with this hope and an anticipation and things are going to be great. But there is a problem with facing that same future with fear. And that is not allowed. You think, what do you mean it's not allowed? God says, no, no, no. Bad dog. That's a bad thing to do. God doesn't want you and I making our faith thin. He wants us to use our faith for today, each and every day. We're going to take a break and come back and look at this more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second, and I said, yes, it's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you're welcome to call us 972-445-0770. You can say howdy. Howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. I got my bumper sticker on the back of my car now. So it says, God created the universe. He can write a book. And then it says, www.hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org, Facebook He Must Increase, and YouTube He Must Increase Ministry. Let's give a shout out to our next ministry partner with Clint and Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke damage cleanup, wind damage cleanup, flood damage cleanup. It's a lot of cleanup. Sewage removal, other restoration services in the Texas area. If they do free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, and they have thousands of happy customers. And if you've got an issue that you need some restoration services with, Mr. Restore is who you want to talk to. Mr. Restore.com. MR for Mr. Restore. Oh, come on. You know how to spell restore. Mr. Restore.com. Also linked on our website as well at hemustincrease.org. Their number, by the way, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. If you call and talk to Clint or whoever answers the phone, let him know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. They may give you a lollipop. I don't know. Some people give lollipops when that happens. I'm just saying. Also, they're connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, something that my wife and I support. We just think that any ministry that is helping people that have their limbs severed, one, two, three, or four limbs severed, and that they're getting hope, drive, somebody's pouring passion and compassion into them. That's just a great ministry. It's better than anything I've ever done, and I love it. So we support that and stand by that as well, the Adaptive Training Foundation. When Clint comes, I think he'll be here on Thursday if all goes well on Wednesday. Then we'll get a chance to talk about that. We are discussing Daily. No, we're not discussing any person named Daily. We're discussing life daily. Jesus made a comment in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And what happens for a Christian all too often is that we have our concentration on what's taking place beyond tomorrow. It's not abnormal. It's not superbly weird. It's just that when you look at tomorrow, if you allow fear to be the lens by which you look at it, it creates problems. It creates a lot of problems. And so what we're doing is we're saying, well, this will be this or this will be this. And again, we don't know what tomorrow will be. We can simply know him who's bringing tomorrow through a personal relationship through Jesus Christ, which we receive by faith, given by grace. But we cannot and do not get a fortune cookie from the Lord that says this is all the stuff that's going to happen tomorrow. Doesn't happen. But the Lord doesn't want us to be fearful or have a troubled heart. He doesn't want us to be despondent. He doesn't want us to be afraid of tomorrow. So much so that there's multiple passages throughout the Old and New Testament that give us an insight as to how we are to approach day-by-day living. So James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15, we've talked about this multiple times. We will again. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we'll go to this city. We'll spend a year there. We'll carry on business. We'll make money. Verse 14, why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Why is that important? Because that has to do with humility. That has to do with, I know. You should have a confidence in facing the future. I agree with that. But it should be a confidence that is in submission to the Lord in a partnership with God. Because you don't even know if God is going to let you live tomorrow. You don't have a guarantee. Well, I know the Lord said I'm going to live to be 140. No, he didn't. I can just use the word of God and tell you that didn't happen. Well, all these scientists say, who cares? These are the same people that said smoking's good for you, smoking's bad for you. Milk's good for you, milk's bad for you. Air is good for you, air is bad for you. Try going without air. Let me know how that goes. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that we can't be so focused on what isn't because it hasn't even arrived. And that is a real issue. It's like trying to use faith that for something that doesn't even yet exist. It's like a fantasy faith for a fantasy issue. Kind of hard to move the mountain that's not really there. If it's a phantom mountain, it's impossible to remove it. Because it's like a holodeck projection. It's not even there. And so there's this call of Scripture for you and I to, I don't know if this is the right word, and I'm not trying to be mean about it. I'm preaching to this as much to you and to me as I am to you know, the multitudes all around us. It's probably even more for me because I do this on a regular basis. I look at tomorrow and I go, this just looks crummy. I need better this. I need better this. I can't do that. I'm not permitted to live my life in fear regarding the future. I don't have permission from God. And when you get into passages like Lamentation, which some people know it so well, but it's almost like we focus on maybe the one part that that's not to be focused on, or we focus too much on one part. It says Lamentations 3:22, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. Verse 23, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. If you get a day tomorrow, God's compassion is new. He's not consumed you. You get another day. You can walk in confidence in relationship and connection and hand in hand in partnership with God. But you don't know if you're going to get the next day, so don't concentrate on that next day. Concentrate on today. Until we'll wake up and go, gee, today is Monday. I wonder what Thursday is going to be like. Who knows? I wonder what Saturday is going to be like. Who knows? I'm not forbidding, and I don't get the legalistic thing going. Are you're saying you can't celebrate football games that are coming up? No. I look forward to the Super Bowl. I hope it's good. I hope there's some decent commercials and it's a decent game. That's great. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not looking at it in fear. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it'll be enjoyable. But I'm not going to sit there in doubt. I don't know if we'll get to February 2nd. So I don't know. Who I hope the Lord comes back before this show is over, let alone get to February 2nd. Well, all the eschatological things haven't been fulfilled. Could care less. Jesus, come back, please, right now. Right this second. That'd be fantastic. And so what we need to be aware of is that the compassions of the Lord are new. They're new every what? Morning. And I've mentioned this before, and I think it's really cool thought. When you wake up, okay, so I don't know about Wonder Julie probably does it better than I do because she has to get up so early in the morning. When I wake up, I'm grogged. I'm like, my head is like, it's like I'm in London. In the middle of a fog, and I'm not even sure what planet I'm on, let alone my... Do you wake up and just go right to it because you've been getting... Yep. Yeah. See, I can't... I'm just not like that. I just get up and I'm like...
But my clock is set at 3:08 just because...
Wow.
I know. 3:08 because...
3:08?
Because, well, at that time of the morning, 8 minutes is a lot of time worth of sleep.
That's a really good thought. I hadn't processed that.
And I just don't need to get up before 3:08. Now, if it goes off at 3:08, I can get right up or I can lay there for a few minutes.
Do you, when you get up though, do you know, okay, here's what I got. I got to get this. Yep. Like, you have kind of a routine. You have a routine. You know exactly what you're doing. So when I wake up and I'm in the London fog. There's somebody walking with a top hat and there's some ship in the backyard and some guy with a cane going, you know, and it's going, you know what I'm saying? But when I become conscious, I'm recognized, okay, another day. Here we go. And I get to that routine. It just takes me longer than it takes you. But you get there and you're like, okay, here we go. Got my stuff to do. Going at it. Da, da, da. You don't wake up and do that and go, okay, I'm going to do all this stuff right now so as I'm getting ready for the day for 2 weeks from Thursday. That's not how you do it, right? You do it for the day that you're in. And that's how you use your faith. And that's how you use your confidence in God. And that's how you face the day. And you're like, well, I've got stuff that's going to happen in 72 hours. Right. But the amazing part is you don't know what all that stuff is. And you can still do it in partnership with God. And if he gets you to that 72 hours, he'll still be there. But you don't have to freak out about it beforehand. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So instead of planning way out, day by day by day by day. And if you're thinking, well, you know, did the Lord really teach that we should live day by day? You know, I'm so glad that you asked that question, because when we come back from our break, I'm going to show you where the Lord taught that specifically. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. Destroying everyone and everything.
Sometimes things go according to plan, sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help His kids, but He does want us to use the wisdom He gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. For 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Is the David Spoon experience?
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say on the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. You're always welcome to say howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's give a shout out to our very good friend and semi-co-host, Johnny Hill.
Well, we're moving on now to the sound, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
My good friend Johnny, he is the president of Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com, Facebook, Men of God Moving, 817-707-7672, 817-707-7672. Working with somebody who cares and has the right spirit and right attitude makes it a little easier. I just can tell you, my wife and I have moved so many times. I mean, so many, probably at the 25 or 26 level. That's how many times we moved. And I can tell you, moving, not the greatest thrill in the world. It's always good to work with a company. If you're not doing it yourself, you need some help to get it done, to work with a company that cares. And that would be Johnny Hill and Men of God Moving, which I just found out the other day. I've been misspelling his name for 6 months. Isn't that nice? I just found I always thought it was J-O-H-N-N-Y, and it's J-O-H-N-I-E. I was like, what? So I guess a little bit of learning is always helpful in these kind of processes. All right, let's talk about it. Now, let's talk about Jesus and this day-by-day theory and this mentality, because hope, for people who don't understand, hope has a lot more to do with what's coming tomorrow. Faith has a lot more to do with what's today. And that's why the Lord's like, focus your faith on today. Keep it on today. And you're thinking, well, are you sure that Jesus taught that? Well, thank you for asking that in such a deep voice, but here is the answer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. This is Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, as Jesus is now going to give a model. He's not saying you have to say these exact words. This is the manner. When it says this is how you should pray, the word in the Greek is mannerism, manneristic, or actually outline is the original Greek word. But here's what he says. Our Father who out in heaven, or our Father in heaven, who? Ours. Who? Father. Father. Who? Our Father, not our mother, our Father in heaven. What do you know? God? That's how he wants to be addressed. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. After you say, acknowledge God the Father, after you say, hallowed be your name, it's his stuff first. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Okay, God's stuff first. Got it. Here's the next thing he says in verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. Okay, see that word? Do you see that phrase? Give us today our daily bread. Notice it doesn't say, give us tomorrow what we think we will need. Give us next Thursday what I'm anticipating. Give us today our daily bread. How do you know Jesus was a one-day-at-a-time guy? Just look at how he taught us to pray when we're in need. Day by day. You think, that's so hard. Yep, I think it's super hard, actually. Super duper hard. But that doesn't mean you don't look at the truth, examine the truth, and do what you can to have the truth become a part of everything you do. Give us today our daily bread. And what is that famous Psalm 118, verse 24? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Well, what about tomorrow? We haven't got there yet. If there's no tomorrow, then he didn't make the day, did he? It's like, wow, that's brutal. Wow, I agree. But it's important, because if you spread your faith thin, it's weak. And there's enough stuff. I don't think anybody's going to really disagree with me on this point. There's enough stuff going on. We need all the faith we can muster up in the day or process in the day to get through the day. Like, yeah, that's true. Yes, that is true. And this is what the Lord wants. And it's like you're thinking, well, we try to say, you know, some of the people that have some of the programs that people work, it's like, we'll take it one day at a time. You think that's an accident? That take it one day at a time? There's extreme wisdom in approaching that, since it is the way that the Lord laid it out before us. Here's what I'm really leaning on that I'm trying to communicate to some degree. Somewhere there in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 or 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I love this Philippians 4 text because it really kind of just obliterates all these weird, God's not really interested in everything you're going through. He counts the hairs on your head. He's more interested in you than you are. How about that? He's more with you than you are with him. Let the Lord share that with me one time when I was praying, that he's more with me than I am with him. And he wasn't saying that because I'm so bad at being with him. He's saying that to let me know how far deep his commitment is. And so he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, Okay, so what I do is I look up words like every, because I want to understand that. We know what every means? All. You know what all means? Every.
Wait, what?
In every situation. How many? All of them. How many? Every. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. Prayer is general, petition is specific. With thanksgiving, with a gratitude heart, present your requests to God. Here you go, Lord. This is what I'm bringing to you. Here it is. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Now, what does that mean? The peace of God that transcends all understanding. It means it doesn't make sense. It's not logical, but it's there for the believer. But that doesn't make any sense. I know. But it's there for the believer. And that peace that's there for the believer, that'll guard your heart and your mind. Why does your heart and mind need to be guarded? Well, I think everybody knows how much fluttering goes on in between our left and right ear. I don't think that's all that tough to figure out. And that's our thinking and our processing, our logic and our understanding and that heart part. And you think, well, what is that? Well, it's got a lot to do with your emotions and your feelings. Too many times feelings rule the day, right? We need something to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ. Well, how do you get to that place? You bring your petition, your prayer, you with thanksgiving, and you present it to God. And you leave it at the cross. It's inevitable. I've done this before, even as a pastor. So you have you take not a picture of the cross, but some kind of emblem, some kind of cross thing. And what you do is you write out on that cross, on a piece of paper, your real big struggle, and you fold it up and you lay it at the cross. And so the whole point of that is to say to the pastor say to the people, leave your troubles at the cross. Leave them at the cross. And everybody does a great job at church when they do that. Except some people turn around, walk away from the cross, and with their other hand, pick up the piece of paper they left at the cross and put it in their back pocket and carry it around. And it's like, that is not the plan. The plan is to bring it to Christ, lay it down, and let it go. Not pick it back up and put it in your pocket. So when it's like, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present that request to God, and the peace of God that transcends logic will guard your heart and mind. Well, that's good, because I can use all the help I can get. And so I'm told, Jesus tells me, pray it day by day, recognize this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because the Lord made the day. Who knows what he's going to do at the end of the day? He might do wonderful things that blow your mind. But it's a lot easier to get in sync with God if you're focused on what God is doing today and not wondering what might take place in 3.5 weeks. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And don't be anxious about anything. Don't let the things that are in this world, again, and I've said it before, I'll say it again because it's just absolutely true. Way too many Christians live to pay their bills. I'm not talking about some kind of financial freedom class. I am telling you the fact of the matter. Too many Christians live their life to pay a bill. Well, that was not what God created you for, is it? Did he create you so you could, I really support the phone companies. I want you to live to pay them so that they can. This is about our communion, our relationship with God, our faith, our walk, our connection. It's the most important thing we have. It's the only thing we're taking into eternity. You're not one possession you have you will take into eternity. But your relationship with God starts now, goes all the way through. I mean, that's kind of cool. Like, are you mad, Dave? Nope, just fired up. I just think it's really a timely word for a lot of us, myself included. We need to get it right. and let the peace of God guard our hearts and our minds. Okay, when we come back, I got what I call the bottom line psalm. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on, you don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses, he broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple, because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you into life so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible, Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on, that's good. All right, here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of...
I messed that up. You're going to have to just go.
Okay. Hi, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do we do everything perfect? Yes. Is that a good answer? No, we don't. If you want to call us 972-445-0770, you can say howdy. Howdy, 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 howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org, and then email David at HeMustIncrease.org. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Facebook, He Must Increase. A lot of He Must Increase. Why? John 3:30, He Must Increase, I Must Decrease. That is way too much of me and not enough of the Lord in everything that we're doing. All right, so here is the culmination. So we've been talking about just this day-by-day principle, starting with Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34, talking about spending our faith ahead when we're supposed to do it each and every day. And Jesus said, you know, take no thought for tomorrow has sufficient worries of itself, has sufficient troubles. You know, just let that go. Just deal with today. today. And then we talked about James 4, 11 through 15, and that has to do with not making your plans too far out and recognizing that it's only by the grace of God and the Lord that we do these things. And then Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, which talks about the mercies and the compassion of God being new every morning. And I think we took sufficient time to talk about Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 11, especially verse 11, when Jesus made it absolutely clear that when you're praying, it, in verse 11, give us today our daily bread. There's not a lot of escaping that he's talking about a day-by-day process. Psalm 118:24. Which the Lord, you know, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then we close that out with Philippians 4, 6 through 7. So I want to get ready to give you this portion in the Psalms. Before we get there, there's another little text here in 1 Peter that's worth mentioning. Because one of the reasons that we worry and that we're afraid about something that goes beyond today is because we have no idea what's going to happen. And because we don't know what's going to happen, we have these filters in our brain that either say, well, I'm going to interpret it by faith, or I'm going to interpret it by fear, or I'm not interpreting it at all, which would be preferred than interpreting it by fear, just to let you know. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 7, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. The Lord is giving us a place to dump that fear and frustration and that lack of knowledge and that uncertainty and the whole mess that goes with it. It's like, hey, dump that on me. Hey, take that stuff, bring it over here. Bring it to me. You cast your care unto him. You cast your anxiety unto him because he cares for us. So he's saying, look, I know you got that. You're humans. But you don't have to hold it. It's like a bag of garbage that we put, that we have a bag of garbage and you grab it and you put it over your shoulder and then you walk around with it. And the Lord's like going, hey, see that bag of garbage? Give me that bag of garbage. I'll carry that for you. And some of us are like, no, I'll keep it. Thank you. And the Lord's going, no, give it to me. Cast it over here. I got a whole thing for it. And we're like, no, I'll just hang on to my garbage. Thanks. It's like, that's not the way to do this. The way to do this is to humble ourselves before the Lord, which is acknowledging him, and it's kind of like he increases, we decrease, and then and let him be the one that lifts us up, and then take all of that fear and frustration and that unknowing and drop it in his hand. The worst thing about somebody going through a sickness, just in case you don't know, and I know this personally, physically, and family-wise, is not knowing. Because in the not knowing is the fear. Even when you get something that's specific, at least you know what it is and you're dealing with it. But the not knowing, boy, that's brutal. And now I'm going to share something with you out of a psalm, and I want you to be aware, theologically, I'm going to do some exposition here, and I want you to be aware that this fourth thing that I talk about is really hugely important. This is Psalm 37, starting with verse 1. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither, and like green plants, they will soon die away. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So that's like, oh, enjoy God. The word, the phrase take delight in Hebrew is enjoy. Enjoy God. He'll give you the things that you enjoy. The irony there is that most of us don't even know what we enjoy. We only think we know. But God actually does know. The verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he'll do this. He will make your righteousness reward shine like the dawn and vindication like the noonday. Watch this. Here it is. Verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. So what happens is, because we have anxiety, anxiety is this, we got to resolve it now, we don't have patience, and then we function in this get her done, show me, get it done attitude. I do it, I think, every day. But that phrase, be still, is this beautiful Hebrew text, which in another verse, the same word is used for be dumb. Not in this text. In this text, it's rest, it's be still, but it's the same origin for the phrase be dumb. And you think, sometimes it would be wise for us to be dumb and just be in God. And you think, well, that's so rude, that's so wrong. It's not rude, it's not wrong. It's surrender. It's resting. It's saying to the Lord, okay, I don't have to have all of the plan, all of the time, in the palm of my hand. I can trust you. Now, I, as a radical Jewish Christian individual, want the plan all the time in front of me laid out. I want to know what the instructions are. I want the Lego blocks numbered. I want them colored in the appropriate way, and I want them put together the way that I want them put together so it makes sense for this mind of mine. And then the Lord's up there, and he takes all of my Legos, and he puts all of my Legos in a big bin, and he shakes the bin, and he goes, no. It's like, wait a second. Sometimes it is better to just be unknowing and trusting. And you think, well, how am I supposed to get rich on that? You're not. Unless you're talking about being rich in the Lord, then we're on the same page. We're supposed to trust, delight, commit, and rest. Trust, delight, commit, and rest in the Lord. And sometimes not being so smart is okie dokie. If you're not familiar with this, there's a passage that says, with much knowledge is much sorrow. Sometimes knowing things too much of it, it's like, that's not good. I'd rather the Lord just, you know, doo-doo-doo, come on, Dave. Here we go. We're okie doke. All of this so that we will simply walk day by day with the Lord, putting the Lord first and not being afraid of the future. It's not that you can't plan. You just can't be afraid of the plan. You can't be fearful for what's around the corner. That's the ticket to walking hand in hand with the Lord each and every day. That's how you walk in the power of faith each and every day. And beat the spirit of fear each and every day. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.